USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The NASA Artemis 1 launch was scrubbed Monday. Issues with one of the rocket's four engines and a vent valve have forced NASA to scrub the launch of its new moon rocket. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
This is a brand new rocket. It's not going to fly until it's ready. And needless to say, the complexity is daunting when you bring it all into the focus of a countdown.
Another launch window opens Friday. California lawmakers on Monday approved a measure that would give more than a half million fast food workers more power and protections over the objections of restaurant owners who warn it would drive up consumers' costs. The bill will create a new 10-member fast food council empowered to set a minimum standard for wages, hours, and working conditions in California. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A drug used in a dentist's office is also found in cans of whipping cream.
If you're planning to buy a can of whipped cream in New York State, make sure to have ID with you. A little-known law passed by the state legislature last October is now getting noticed now that stores are enforcing it, limiting sales of the dessert topping to those who are at least 21 years old. The goal is to curb possible abuse of nitrous oxide among teens. Commonly known as laughing gas, the nitrous oxide in whipped cream canisters is referred to as whippets. For his part, State Senator Joseph Addabbo, who sponsored the law, says the target is the cartridges within the cans that contain the gas, not the whole can of whipped cream. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
All eyes are on Ukraine's counteroffensive in the south of the country, with one of the country's officials saying progress has been made. A spokesman for Ukraine's southern military said Monday that Russian troops were retreating from some areas. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
As the FBI and the Department of Justice has been hating on President Trump for years, selective leaks to the FBI's media friends, usually considered illegal, is now normal. The credibility of the judicial branch of government is very low in American eyes. So says Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Newsmax.
America deserves transparency here. No president has ever been treated this way. No president has ever had their home raided over a document dispute. And I certainly hope the judge moves forward with a special master, because public confidence in this DOJ, public confidence in the FBI, after they have been just pounding away and hunting after this president for years, public confidence is shot. So we do need to get a third party in there to make sure this isn't yet another fishing expedition.
The special master could come as soon as Thursday from a Florida judge, different from the judge that okayed the extremely vague search warrant of Mar-a-Lago. An ex-Intel officer and MSNBC talking head who falsely claimed Hunter Biden's laptop could be Russian disinformation has been appointed to a White House board that offers the president national intelligence advice. His name is Jeremy Bash. Bash landed in the Biden administration despite signing on to a letter and lying, along with 50 other former intelligence officers, about the Biden laptop. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.